One part is the lifter one, and the other one is downbringing one. Two kind of forces are acting upon you. You know why? Anybody knows about the God who was a carpenter? No one? Meeting with remarkable men. Gurdjieff. The story. The child, father is a carpenter. The child will ask, father, what God is doing? God is carpenter. What is he doing? He's making a ladder. Why God makes the ladder? The answer is, for the people who climb up or go down. And this will go in the entire movie, and at the end you will see it going down and going up. How is it? Two forces are upon you, so you have the choice of going up or going down. These forces, where are these forces coming from? You remember something? Not this guy, this silly one. Gravity, attraction. Gravity is attraction. The earth is attracting you. Earth is attracted by its nature, by its size, will give you this way. Of course, some part of it you eat too much. But it's the earth pulling you, right? These two kind of energy are the people who are above you and the people who are below you. They are pulling you. The good ones will surrender to that force and will go up. And the kafir will be attracted to the other one and will go down. But the last verse is a little bit different in Persian. In Persian it goes like this, in Sukhan Payan Nadaram, Lig Ma Bazguiman Tamami Vasera. If literally I translate it, it will be like this, that this discourse has no ending, but we will narrate the complete form of this story. Because he knows that talking about Jabr and Ikhtiyar means having free will and being forced to be something is a very long, long discourse, and by this simple explanation you cannot change it, because this should be understood completely and be applied to everything in your life. So you should know it, and it's a long, long discourse. It doesn't have an ending, because you will think about it always, permanently. But you will hear the story from us. So we will go to the next story, then he will come back and say, how do you remember I was talking about you being that fellow who was doing this? Then get this one. So Rumi will do this in Masnavi very cleverly and very beautifully, because in Persian, with a little bit, let's say, tolerance, you could translate it that, this is a very long discourse, or not a long discourse. Let's go back to the story. You could read it even that way. But it's not that way. It's not written that way. It's written that we will narrate all the story to you. Because he knows that this is a very special story. This is where he showed you two sides of the coin. Or let's say another image of those two different attitudes. logical attitude is what this fellow does. He takes the credit when possible and denies the responsibility when something went wrong. This is logical. You know what? Every animal knows that. Simply look at them. You will see it. When it comes to you, look at the good people. They don't have a logical attitude. They have a loving attitude, which is the opposite of logical attitude. Logical attitude in any living creature is I am first. Loving attitude, I don't even become second. I become nothing. Because the beloved is the only thing. Nothing else matters, including me. We talked about it, and we'll talk about it later. Now, let's go back to the story of the Vizier. Yes.
Is there a simple word that Nicholson translates here and in the lion story as necessitarians? Is there, for us simple English-speaking people, what is there a Persian, whatever the Persian word is there a simple English word for it?
Oh, necessary. It's jab. Jab is a word that you better learn it. It's better to add to your, first of all, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, up to some limit, learning another language is very helpful and it's not difficult. I have done it several times. None of them is very good, but it helps a lot, you see. So learn a little bit, Persian or Arabic, I don't care which one you learn, because they're both the same. Almost you could handle them from one to another. I handle Arabic language, you will see, I try to teach it, and I cannot speak Arabic. In an Arab country, I cannot say, excuse me, I'm thirsty. I will be ridiculously talking Latin, maybe. But the basic of the language is simple. Learn it. The word is jab. As you don't see in this way of writing it, the three words means main word of alphabet are here only. You see four here. In Arabic there are three. So it's like this. It's jab. This syllable, which is the basic for a family of words, will give you the meaning. The meaning is hidden in the family. Once again, the difference between Persian and Arabic is Persian is like, maybe a little bit like Latin or English language. We designate one word to one meaning. But if you study the English language and you go deep down in Latin, you would realize in Latin there is another kind of rule. And that rule is, it talks about the connection between words. The words jump out of each other. And you explain something. In Latin you try to explain something. Later, when the word is, let's say, linguistically in place, then you make a family for it. In Persian is the same. They, in another ways, they describe the stuff. So give them time, they will explain. They could explain everything. Because for them, a there is no rooms. How many adjectives you could add to a noun?
Anyone.
How long it would go?
As long as you want.
How do they follow each other? There is a room. The importance and connecting and blah, 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 in Persian, there is time.